At 7:52, while M&A activity targeting African countries in the second quarter of this year was low, outbound M&A activity saw an uptick from the first quarter with 9 deals worth a disclosed $1.5 billion closed. And South Africa led the way with 5 deals making up $1.1 billion of this total outbound deal value. And according to Gesant Ori, despite uncertainties, South Africa remains attractive for future investment. Gesant, thank you so much for your time. Tell me about why the country remains an attractive destination for inbound M&A activity.
Good morning, Arabile. Good morning, Anastasia. Thank you for having me on your show. Look, like many developing nations, South Africa obviously has several challenges that have the potential to deter investment. However, South Africa is still seen as a fairly attractive destination for inbound merger and acquisition activity. That has a plethora of opportunities. Apart from its natural beauty, South Africa, as we know, has a robust infrastructure network, including sophisticated financial, legal, and telecommunication sectors. We have a good air transport connectivity, and of course, a good corporate governance framework that meets international best practice. It also has a relative political and macroeconomic stability. We have an abundant supply of semi-skilled and unskilled labor, and this, of course, compares favorably to other emerging markets in terms of the overall cost of doing business.
Right.
Those are some of the positives.
I mean, we still have, several challenges that have the potential to deter investment. But do you see light at the end of the tunnel that we will be able to, I suppose, even deal with the instability of some of the SOEs, the policy uncertainties in some of the key sectors?
Yes, I do believe so. We've seen instability, of course, in several of the state-owned enterprises. There's been policy uncertainty, as you mentioned, in some of our key sectors, including, for example, mining and property and real estate. We have the problem of corruption still, with a perception around corruption in South Africa, and, of course, slow economic growth. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel, I do believe. M&A and, of course, investment into South Africa is necessary. We need investment, we need economic activity, and ultimately we need these to create jobs, which are so desperately needed. It is, of course, difficult to predict when some of these positive trends that I've mentioned earlier will result in increased levels of deal activity in our country. However, we have seen interest by investors in sectors such as mining, energy and renewables, financial services, retail and healthcare, which we think is likely to pick up in the second half of the year. And then, of course, President Ramaphosa's plan to encourage foreigners to invest and inject capital into South Africa, helping us to reach what was initially seen as an ambitious five-year target of $100 billion in fixed investment, is already starting to show positive results. We've seen the UK, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and China already commit to providing significant investment, totaling nearly $30 billion in sectors such as energy and power, tourism, mining, the oceans and the green economy, science and technology, agriculture, investment and finance. So all of the positive indicators are there, and there's commitment by investors to invest more. We really just need, I think, to get our act together as a nation and South Africa to encourage this investment.
Right. I mean, we still have investors that are probably, I'm guessing, adopting a let's wait and see approach, especially when it comes to the uncertainty around property rights or land reform, etc. How do you think, let's look at some of the factors you think will drive whether investors are actually sitting on the fence or they actually make a move, say, in the next 5 years? What are some of the key events that you'll be looking at?
We've seen yesterday, I read in a newspaper article that, although government obviously is committed to expropriation without compensation, at least what has now happened is that the presidency has confirmed that the government will be going ahead with the amendment to the Constitution, but that it has clarified the circumstances under which expropriation of land will take place without compensation. So while, in a sense, expropriation without compensation itself is obviously a negative factor, at least there will be certainty around the circumstances under which that can be done. So it's not all negative. There are some positives to it. I think one of the other areas, obviously a key sector of our economy, being mining, there seems to be some progress now in developing and finalizing the mining charter amongst government, labor, and industry. And then I think finally, events such as the decision by the Constitutional Court and the decision taken by the presidency around National Prosecuting Authority and replacing its head, those are all, I think, positive indicators which demonstrate government's commitment to, to root out corruption, to implement measures that will clarify policy in some of our key sectors. And right. I think as these unfold, investors will obtain more confidence.
Kasant, thank you so much for your time. That's Kasant Reeves, the CAPE Managing Partner and Director of Corporate Communicational Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.